Hi, I'm Niamh.
And I'm Kevin.
And welcome to the chaos.
Each week, we invite you into our chaotic lives.
We talk about anything and everything. So buckle up, enjoy the ride,
and get ready to embrace the chaos.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. Good night. Good night.
I was going to say, it's more the evening. The clocks have gone back there for you now.
Yeah. Lovely and bright. Lovely and bright.
Grand stretch in the evening.
Oh, isn't there just?
Welcome back to Welcome to the Chaos. It's another week. Niamh and Kevin are now gone back to 8 hours of a time difference because we had seven there for the past few weeks because North America's clocks go forward first.
Yeah.
And there's about 3-4 weeks where I'm only 7 hours ahead. And I feel like you notice the difference.
Yeah, definitely.
8 hours is long.
8 hours is very long.
It is.
Yeah.
We're really, really opposites of our days.
Yeah. Like 7 hours is long, but then it's that extra one. Just
that extra hour,
it
does. Like, it really does. Oh, what was that noise with your mouth?
Sorry. Oh, wait, noise? Mouth?
Yeah. You were like, shh, or something.
Oh, did I make a noise with my mouth as well?
Yeah.
What else did you do? I was cracking my fingers as well.
No, sure, I can't hear them because they're away from the microphone.
Niamh?
Yeah.
Any chaos?
Oh, wow. I don't think so. Where's my phone? I don't think I do. I had some really chaotic dreams last night and they weren't fun.
I had really not fun chaotic dream as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mine were just like mental. It's like me and Rian were trying to get a flight, but then we got on the wrong flight and then missed our other flight, and then Rian lost his phone. And it was this big drama and it was this really huge airport and we couldn't find any of the gates and we didn't know what was going on. And then I had an awful one as well that I was walking with two of the girls and someone threw their dog out the window of their car and onto the street. It was like a puppy. It was like a mix between a pug and a Labrador. It was so funny. But they threw him onto the street and we were like, no! We were like, oh my God. So we like ran and picked him up off the road. And brought him back into our apartment, washed him. And then like one of like the building maintenance guy was like, oh, like you can't have dogs in here. And we were like, no, just let us keep him, please. Like he got thrown out of a car. It was crazy.
That's, I hate brains so much because all you're doing is sleeping. And your brain is like, here are these horrible scarring images.
Yeah.
Like.
Awful.
Awful. Big yawn.
Big yawn. Other than that, I don't think there's been any chaos.
No.
I don't think so. Oh, twice now I have accidentally almost walked into the men's bathrooms.
Oh.
Yep. Had me, we were out and like the first one was like all people restroom. And then, so then I thought all of them were all restrooms, like for whatever, and I kind of went into one and I was like, oh, you're an, and then a guy behind me was like, oh, technically this is men's. I was like, oh, okay, I'll go back in. And then we were at the outlets yesterday and I like came out of the women's and automatically turned right because I saw there was a place to go right and I was heading into the men's instead of heading towards the stairs. So that has happened to me twice. Yeah, don't know what's going on there, but
don't
anyway.
Know what's happening, Niamh. Oh, big yawn.
How about, stop saying big yawn every time I yawn. I feel like there's going to be lots of yawns throughout this. I am tired this morning. It's not, I friggin' slept in till like 11:15, so I hate it. I hate sleeping in.
I hate sleeping in so much.
I absolutely hate it. Oh, like boys are like, oh, you probably needed it. And I was like, no, I'm in a worse mood now that I have slept in. And I'm just, oh, and I'm like, the day's gone. It's already 11:30 and we're only just starting recording.
Now, basically.
Can't do anything. My day is gone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't ridicule you because that's exactly how I am as well.
Like, what is with that?
No idea.
I do like, we'll probably be finished here in like 30 minutes. That's 12 o'clock. Yeah.
Which gives you literally a whole day to do things.
But I was like, I've so much to get done.
Yeah.
What do you have to get done, Niamh? You need to fold your clothes in the dryer and ideally do 2 more washes.
That'll take you how long? That's it. How long will that take you?
Well, I mean, I got to wait for the washes to go on like 40 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Throw my bedsheets on for like 45 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Then fold the clothes, get ready, and then I can just put them into the dryer, put in a new load.
So what? Like how long would that take you? Like
I
2 hours?
don't know.
If even?
Not even. Because I don't have to wait. That doesn't have to be my day
No, it
waiting
doesn't
for clothes to be
exactly.
done, you know?
Because
I
you have so many other hours that you could just do whatever you wanted.
know. I know. I
Have you
honestly,
bank holiday tomorrow?
no.
No.
No. Yeah. I no longer have any more days off. Like,
Oh.
yeah.
Yep.
So, yep.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving,
Woohoo.
which is in November.
I
Anyway, have you any chaos?
really don't think I do. And my health app told me this morning that I really don't have any chaos because my heart rate has been lower for the last 23 days.
Did you have you ever gotten a low cardio risk thing or something?
No.
So I got this right on one of my most active days recently. I got this notification, and let's see if I can still find it, because it kind of freaked me out. Now, I think we need to take all of these like Apple Watch
Oh,
trackers, health
with
trackers,
a
which are
handful of salt.
so much salt. But let me try anyway. Go on. So what were you saying? Let me see if I can get this.
And my heart rate has been lower for 23 days. My resting heart rate,
Okay.
which is quite good. It's at like between 60 and 70,
Mine's
which is good for
66.
resting. So I've just been living very stress-free, apparently.
Love it.
But my dream.
I'm listening. What?
I struggle recently with, I will stop speaking if someone isn't looking at me.
Oh, really? Sorry, no, I can listen and look at my phone at the same time. I am okay at multitasking.
Because I can't do that, so I have to be looking at someone if I'm listening to them.
Oh, okay. No, I heard you stop. I was like, I'm still here. Like, I can't hear you. Do have the headphones on.
In my
Anyway,
dream,
sorry, I will look at you. What were you saying?
I was just bopping about Kirkline in my dream, right?
Yeah.
And obviously we went to the huge apartment complexes that were in Kirkline, and I was on the rooftop of one of them in a lovely food court, because that's obviously, what this place looks like.
Yes.
And was just sitting eating food, right? And next thing, I was just speaking to the person across from me, and I felt someone here, like bent down over me, like right there. And I knew they were there, but it was like I was trying my hardest to ignore it. And then as soon as I looked at them, they went for me.
What the
And I woke with a jump. It was
hell?
terrifying
Oh my
because
God.
when I woke up then, I actually felt like I kind of looked around my room. I was like, who the fuck was that? That was so scary.
Yeah. Oh
And
my
it threw
God.
me then. I was in bed for about another 2 hours then awake.
You would be
I was terrified.
and some of them are just so realistic. Like, do you remember me telling you about the dream that I had where mom died?
Yeah, and
That
it was
was one of the
tears like.
oh my, I woke up sobbing and I couldn't get back to sleep because it all felt like so insanely real. And I was like, I'm like, brain, you give me enough hard work while I'm awake.
Let me just
You could
sleep.
just leave me alone when I'm asleep. And that would be lovely. That would be really, really
It
nice.
really would.
Anyway, it was about my cardness, cardness, my cardio fitness
Fitness.
level. It was like basically saying, look out, you're going to have health problems because your cardio fitness is so low.
I have low cardio fitness as well, but like I wouldn't.
That's just because for the first time in my life, I have a job where I'm not on my feet. I'm actually
Yeah.
sitting down all day. So my whole lifestyle has changed.
Yeah.
And my watch and my app are like, oh my God, she's gonna get a heart condition. Right. Will I read my
Encouragement
encourage yourself,
quote.
encourage others quote? Are you ready for this?
I am.
Question your thoughts and beliefs. Just because you think something does not make it true. Challenge the negative thoughts about. Challenge the negative thoughts you have about yourself. Replace them with positive thoughts.
Oh.
Much more easier said than done. I will
Yes.
say, much more easier said than done, but I appreciate the words, but a lot easier said than done. So,
We
there
could
you go.
simply remove the thoughts and replace them with something else. Life would be lovely.
Yeah, it would be. So yeah, hopefully that'll take that with you now for the week. That little
very nice
encouragement quote.
Yeah.
There you go. I feel like, oh, I was like, what was I going to ask? I was just going to ask, how was your merch? It's the last day of merch. It didn't really, whatever you said, didn't pick up there.
Friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just kind of, it was there, it happened, it went.
Fair.
Which I think is a good thing.
That is a good thing.
If it's not like standing out as a bad month, it's, I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't. I just waxed my hand off of the microphone.
Oh. Ow.
I'm trying to think of the significance of my merch, but it was insignificant.
And have you any big plans for April? Your microphone's gone
anything?
Weird, Kevin.
Why has it gone weird? Is it just, it might just be my voice, Niamh.
I think it's just how you're speaking.
Is it how I'm speaking?
Yeah.
Would you like me to speak differently?
I need less of the dramatics and more emphasis on the enunciation. Oh, Kevin's giving me a face.
I'm sour out now. No, basically, I'm not doing anything in April either. I've no plans for my life. That's it. Your turn. How was your merch?
My merch was so stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's about it. I literally have just been stressed every single day of the month. So I really need to figure that out.
Yeah.
And, you know, had my first kind of full munch of month. Ooh, I haven't had an episode in a long while where the words have been messing up this much.
Yeah.
This month was my first kind of full month of having a mindset coach and life coach. So that's been tough to start because you have to become so aware of yourself and of how you speak to yourself and how you treat yourself. And when you realize how bad you treat yourself and how bad you speak to yourself, it can make you feel really down. So I feel like it's kind of like a, it's going to get worse before I start to see progress and improvement in myself. Because, and she said this happens with a lot of people who start mindset coaching with her. Like they kind of come on for the first few sessions being like, I feel crap. I feel really crap. Like it's not getting better because you're realizing and you're digging deep on a lot more things. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, this is not how I need to be living my life. So it makes you just feel a bit kind of crap about yourself.
Are you kind of becoming self-critical about being self-critical on top of it then?
Almost, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, March was just a lot. I'm just wrecked. I'm exhausted after March, honestly. I think it has aged me.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God.
Honestly, I think it has aged me. But anyway, tomorrow's a new month.
And isn't it starting really satisfyingly?
I do enjoy when it starts on a Monday.
I love that now.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a new month. Gonna try. Just need to try relax somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one of my friends is visiting this month and I'm really, really excited
That's
about
good.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be nice. And I have 2 days off work actually to spend with her. So that'll be nice.
So what's April going to bring?
So, oh yeah, sorry. I told Kevin I was going to say that. In April. So, okay. Have you heard of the 75 hard, the 75 soft challenges?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So Peter was basically talking about doing like a 30-day challenge in March and kind of doing like a 75 hard or soft, but like for March.
Mm-hmm.
She's for April even.
April, right.
Because 75 days is like a bit daunting, I think, when you've kind of never done something like this. And, you know, we're kind of not in a normal routine, let's say, and I'm putting that in air quotes, compared to most people who do that. So, because we still have to like let ourselves live our lives over here and enjoy our experiences, you know, while we still have time here. So instead of doing kind of like a 75 hard, a 75 soft, the three of us, me, Peter and Rian, they're my two best friends and also my roommates, for anyone who doesn't know. But the three of us, and they were roommates, the three of us are going to be doing a little 30-day April challenge. And we've kind of all tweaked it slightly to fit our own ways. Like the boys,
oh,
I think
that's
are
a good way of doing
kind
it.
Of similar because obviously, like, you know, they do all their food shop together and all their cooking together and they do a lot more of that. Whereas like for like food, like I'm doing a different kind of thing with my food compared to them. And I was just saying to Kevin how this week in particular, like, my body confidence has been in the bin. And that is because, I'll put it out there, I've put on weight. And it's mainly because I messed up my back last summer.
Yeah.
And couldn't walk properly for 4 or 5 months. Hence, was not exercising. Then when I kind of got back to being able, like, my mobility back with my back. So much back words happening there. But when my mobility started coming again, that's when I switched jobs. And I now work from home and I'm nowhere near as active.
Yeah.
So naturally, I have put on a bit of weight. And it sucks. It's not a fun time. And, you know, some people might look at me and be like, oh my God, no, you haven't. But for me, yes, I have. And I don't feel good in myself. I really feel crappy about myself. So April is a new month to kind of be like, okay, let's get back, mainly being active mm-hmm. and moving my body and making myself feel better. Because Zoe, who's my mindset coach, she was like, you need to, it's all about on the inside. How do you feel? She was like, it doesn't matter how you feel you look. It's how do you actually feel? So while yes, this will kind of be a way of hopefully losing a bit of weight, it's more about making me feel myself good and
yeah.
sticking to some little goals. You know, we've mentioned I'm not normally a goals person, but this is my first kind of time trying to have some goals and getting outside and being more active and just, you know, not eating as much kind of crap. And like, I'll tuck away into like 2 different chocolate bars and like crisps while I'm eating and watching stuff on the couch. And I love my snacks again, and I love my chocolate snacks. And I'm not someone who can just cut that out, because that, like, one, life's too short.
Yeah.
But if I can just kind of maybe, like, I don't really need to sit and eat half a share bag of crisps, you know, I'm literally just eating for the sake of it, not because I even want it.
Yeah.
You know? So would you like to hear what I'm trying to do?
I would love to.
For this 30-day challenge. Okay. So it's part of 75 hard and 75 soft, I think, actually, the two of them, is 2 45-minute workouts a day.
2 a day?
Now, I think that's just unattainable for anyone, really. I'm like, no, thank you.
When do you put that in?
You know, before and after work, like, nah. We're going to do 1 45-minute workout. And that's not, like, it's so 6 days of workouts and one rest day. Mm-hmm. And that's not 6 days in the gym, 45 minutes a day. No, because we'll wreck our bodies. So I want to do three 45-minute workouts in the gym. And the other 3 45, I might do, like, 20 minutes of Pilates, 25 of yoga, a 45-minute walk. Like,
yeah.
All those kind of things. And then our Sundays are like an active rest day. So we'll get out for a walk or go out and like be, you know, do things like,
yeah,
just like go for adventures, whatever. Then ideally, I'm going to try hit 10,000 steps a day. Now, I have been struggling to hit 8. So that's going to be a little bit hard, but we'll try. We'll try. I am only allowed 2 biscuits or 1 row of chocolate after dinners. No snacking on my lunchtime. And no eating 4 biscuits and loads of crisps. Alcohol, we are only allowed to have some drinks if it's with other people outside the three of us.
Not just you.
Not just us.
Okay. No. Okay.
Yeah. Reading. So I'm going for reading 1 chapter a night. Phones, none at dinner or none if we're watching the TV.
Okay.
And then a daily skincare routine.
Okay.
Yeah. And that is my 30-day challenge for April.
The way you were saying it, it made me feel like I was doing it.
Really?
For some reason. Everything you said, I was like, oh no. It's like, what? That's going to be really good though.
Yeah. And so it's nice that the three of us are doing it together.
Yeah.
Because we will hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
And, you know, like what they were saying to me last night, because I was having an absolute meltdown last night over my body when, like, literally none of my clothes fit me anymore. And they were like, look, this is a good thing. We'll hold each other accountable with it. And, you know, it's a good way just to motivate each other, because if two of us come in and we're like, yep, we've all our things done for the day, and the last person still needs to hit 2 of their little goals for the day, it's like, come on now, don't let us down. and don't let yourself down. Let's get out and do this. So yeah.
Hopefully you feel like accomplished at the end of every day. You know,
I hope so.
Like,
I do hope so.
What if you just need a little
snack? My little snacks is my biscuits or my chocolate after dinner. That's my snack.
Yeah.
But I'm not tweaking anything else with my food. Like they're kind of, they're tracking their food. Like I can't track my food. I can't track calories, anything like that. Because I don't have the most amazingly nourishing and healthy diet ever. But I also don't eat very badly.
Yeah.
It's just my snacking is my downfall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I expect a weekly update on this, so.
Sure. Sure. Well, actually, next week, you're not going to have
me. Oh, next week, it'll just be me, guys. Yeah.
Niamh's doing something exciting next week, and I'll talk about it the week after. I'll also probably make a TikTok on it, but yeah, you won't have me next week, guys.
No, it'll be just me. So just I have 7 days to think of something to talk about.
You'll be fine.
I'll be fine. I was gonna say it again.
Big yawn.
Big yawn. That was
a big
stretch.
Yawn. That was a stretch.
That was a big stretch. I had a moment the other day where I was like, this would be good for the podcast. I should write it down. And then I didn't write it down.
Oh.
So I've completely forgotten.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
Yeah. Just throw it in your notes app. Still trying to think.
I'm still trying to think, but.
Okay.
You know, when you try to think.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Yeah. All right. And it's like, blah. What? What is happening with my words this morning?
Do you know what's happening? Is what? You told me how to speak and it backfired.
Karma.
It's my karma.
Okay.
Ending segment time.
What's going on, Kevin?
Many of.
Oh.
Friday was a very important day.
Someone came out with a new
album. Christ, but because of someone else who is more influential than Jesus Christ in many ways, I believe. Cowboy Carter. I think I've listened to it 10 or 11 times in the last 3 days.
Already?
Full through already.
And you know, love
the
it?
Other week, oh my God, Nia. It's been very long since I've listened to an album. And from like the beginning to the end, and once I finish it, I've gone, oh my God, this is going to be the only thing I'm listening to for a long time.
Yeah.
I was so excited about it. I was actually giddy, like as if it was Christmas. I stayed up till midnight to listen to it and everything. Like,
oh my God, that's so funny.
And absolutely, we said it a couple of weeks ago that country is going to be this year's genre.
We called it before we knew about Beyonce doing this as well. I didn't know she was going to, well, I didn't anyway. I didn't know she was going to come out with a full-on country album.
But like, country is going to be.
Country's coming back.
Country is so back.
Well, sorry. It's not coming back, but it's coming.
No, it's mainstream. Coming back to us. It's incredible. It's amazing. It has Miley Cyrus. Their song is so beautiful. Post Malone's on it. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Dolly Parton's there. Willie Jones. There's so many different people. And she just uplifts, like, she uplifts small black artists in country.
Okay.
Like, she has them scattered around the album.
Yeah.
And, like, all of their listeners have gone up straight away. And it's just,
oh,
like,
no way.
Yeah. She's been sitting on it for, like, 5 years.
Really?
Yeah. This was supposed to be act one of her trilogy, but then she released Renaissance first.
Oh.
Because after COVID, she decided everyone needed to dance, so she released that one.
Okay, I see.
And now we've got this one. And I just won't do anything else. That's the problem now, is I won't do anything because I'm not doing anything if I'm not listening to it.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. That's the only thing I've consumed.
Yeah, like no TV shows, anything?
I don't think so.
Oh my God, that's so funny. You haven't had an album like that in a while, though.
I haven't. It was about time. I needed this.
You needed an album.
I need an album, like, and it's an hour 18 minutes, Niamh. It's 27 tracks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And you've listened to that like 10 times through.
Yeah.
And it only came out on Friday.
Yeah. Well, I have a problem. That's clear.
You're just a fan. And yeah. is there not evidence of you saying something about Beyonce?
That she's overrated.
Yeah.
And I take that back a million times over. I just didn't understand. I was blind.
But now your eyes have been opened.
My eyes are open. Okay, so I just spent 5 minutes talking about Beyonce, so it's your turn.
We took a break from This Is Us for a little while to go watch Young Royals. And then we went back and watched, I think, 2 episodes of This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the most heartbreaking,
oh no,
gut-wrenching episodes of any TV ever.
Ever.
No, it did not assist me in any way that I was on my period while watching these.
Oh, for God's sake.
Emotions and hormones were heightened anyway. But when I tell these episodes, oh my God, awful. Awful.
Harrowing, like.
Awful. So then we watched some Derry Girls to lighten it up. Yeah, we watched the first season. Yeah, it's so good, Derry Girls. Like, it's so, so good.
I love it.
And have you
seen... Look at this state of you.
Have you seen the girl who plays Orla? She's coming out in a new Disney Plus.
Renegade Nell.
Yeah. TV
show? I really want to watch it. Series? Yeah.
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 I think I might watch it as well.
Mick Mohammed from Ted Lasso is in it.
He's
well.
In it as well. Yeah. 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 So, yeah. Definitely want to give that a go when it comes out. Because I like supporting any Irish actors,
I know,
who are in
as
anything.
Soon as you see, like, yeah,
you're like, oh, that'll be good. And then Hozier came out with a new song,
Too Sweet.
Yeah,
very good.
Really enjoy. Really, yeah. Really enjoy. I have gone into a trad music phase.
Have you now?
Love it. Absolutely love it. So there's this band called Scottish Fish. Have they ever come up in your TikTok?
Never.
No, I think they're 5 girls. 4 of them play the fiddle, 1 cello, and another girl also does the piano sometimes as well. But there's one, it's called Trip to Dingle. And you know the way I say, whenever I hear a certain song and I don't know it, I'm like, it'll come back around to me eventually and I'll figure it out.
Did it happen?
Years ago, when I was dancing at festivals in France, the musicians who were with us just randomly started playing this one tune one time. And I friggin' loved it. And I never knew the name of it. And every now and again, it would come into my head. And I'd be like, I'd like sing the tune, whatever. And I'd be like, oh, someday I'll know that tune. Well, they came up on my TikTok. And I was like, hold on. I was like, hold on. Because they do a kind of like different version of it, slightly.
Right.
So I had to go and find like the more traditional, let's say, version of this Trip to Dingle tune. And I was like, that's the song those musicians were playing in France that time. And now I have finally found it. Yep.
That's one of the most amazing feelings ever.
Yep.
Oh yep. My God.
So that was great. There's an artist, Jamie Duffy. Have you heard of him?
No. Nope.
You know, Solas?
Mm.
No, Kevin? Oh, Kevin, he's Irish. He has the most beautiful
Solas
pieces of music. Yeah. It's all over TikTok. Anyway, he has Solas. And he has one called Irie. E-Y-R-I-E. Right. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. So I'm very much in my like Celtic.
You're back in your
trad.
Yeah.
Era right now, shall we say.
Mia's in her trad era.
Did you hear that? Did that pick up on camera? What? That noise?
I don't think so, no.
That's really weird.
Oh, no.
Random song, Formula by Labyrinth. That's been
interesting.
In my on repeat. But I think that's mainly it. Still getting through Harry Potter, fifth book, I think, is the longest though.
Yeah. I still have not picked up a book.
That's okay. I think that's everything. I think that's all we have.
We're done.
See you later.
cut
and we're gone. Okay, well, I need to go get my day started because I'm already 7
yes,
hours behind.
Yes, you start your day. You're 7 hours.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. I thought we both came on being like, we've nothing to
what
talk about.
What are we going to talk about?
But as per usual, we always have something to talk about.
Pulled it out the bag.
As per.
Good luck with your challenge.
Thank you very much.
I look forward to hearing about it.
Thank you. Yep, you'll hear from me in about 2 weeks.
I'll be back next week.
Yep, good luck
to chat
with your solo episode.
Bollocks, probably.
Yep.
So,
can't wait.
Get excited.
Can't wait. If you did like this episode, make sure you give it a download. We really, really... We've reached 2,000 downloads. I forgot to say that.
The shit.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
We have reached 2,000 downloads on our Acast
Yay.
Platform. So thank you very much, everyone.
Whoop.
It all means a lot. And we're very,
thank
very
you.
Excited about that. So keep us going. Keep us going. Keep downloading. Keep sharing. Keep listening.
We'll
all
be at
12
3,000
of you.
By next week.
I thought you were going to say next year. And I was like, yep.
Nope. Next week.
I like your positivity. Anyway. Yep. We leave it there. Otherwise, we're just going to keep rambling on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.